620 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. For the next hour, the House is hearing debate on whether to remove Kevin McCarthy as Speaker after a crucial vote not to table the issue in the chamber. CBS's Scott McFarlane explains.
That attempt to stop it has failed. 10 Republicans joining all voting Democrats who were voting in unison today to knock that down, which sets the table for something bigger later this afternoon. A motion to vacate, this motion to kick Kevin McCarthy out of the speakership. There is no indication the vote on that will change from this test vote.
Florida's Matt Gaetz triggered all of this after McCarthy worked out a spending deal with Democrats this weekend to avoid a government shutdown. McCarthy, unfazed.
If you throw a speaker out that has 99% of their conference, that kept government open and paid the troops, I think we're in a really bad place for how we're going to run Congress.
A vote is expected later today. Hunter Biden pleaded not guilty in Delaware today to three federal firearms charges. This stems from a purchase there in 2018 where the president's son is accused of lying on paperwork about his drug use. Former President Trump back in court in Manhattan for day two of his civil fraud trial. CBS's Robert Costa's there.
Trials take months. The judge said yesterday at the opening of the trial, this could go all the way to December. And so it's very unlikely, according to Trump's advisors, he's going to be here another day, most days, if at all. But he wanted to have a presence at least at the start. And knowing Trump, if there's a big witness coming, maybe his former fixer, Michael Cohen, maybe somebody else, he might show up.
The Justice Department is taking sweeping action now against China and Canada for selling chemicals to make fentanyl to drug dealers here in the U.S. and cartels in Mexico. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
We know that behind the deaths of hundreds of thousands of Americans is a cartel-driven fentanyl trafficking network that spans countries and continents.
Colorado's highest court will hear the case of a baker soon who's facing more legal trouble for refusing to cater to the LGBTQ community. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
At issue is whether Colorado baker Jack Phillips cakes are free speech and if it's a violation of his First Amendment rights to make a cake with a message he does not support. Phillips won a partial victory 5 years ago before the Supreme Court after refusing to make a gay couple's wedding cake.
He says he's being targeted again for refusing to make a cake for a transgender woman. More than 75,000 healthcare workers with Kaiser Permanente could walk off the job tomorrow.
People are overworked. People are not able to give the patients what they deserve.
Contract talks resume Friday. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Imagine, it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, October 4th. In Wood County, the Conservation, Education, and Economic Development Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse. The Wisconsin Rapid School District WREA Salary Committee meeting begins with a closed session at 5. They will start their open session around 5:15. In Portage County, the Public Library Board meeting will begin at 4:30. The Stevens Point Park Commission will meet at 5:30. In Adams County, the Board of Adjustment will meet from 10:30 to noon at the Adams County Community Center. The Planning and Zoning Committee will meet from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Adams County Courthouse. There will be a nationwide test tomorrow of the emergency alert system. It will happen at approximately 1:20 on Wednesday. You'll hear it on your cell phone, radio, and other broadcast systems. This is only a test, so no action is needed. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 65. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 75. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 49. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 84.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this October 3rd, 2023. Your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in our friend Tracy Verwink and Stephanie Lund from the Southwood County YMCA. Looking forward to that. Right now, looking forward to kicking off this week of Midday Magazine the right way with our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. We have Linda and Laura with us. Good afternoon, you two.
Hello. Hi, James.
Thanks for being here. Appreciate the time, you guys. Let's have some fun. Let's talk theater.
Let's talk acting.
Let's enjoy this. The audience knows how much I love talking about WRCT, how much I love talking acting. But if there's something I love doing that even more, it's talking about that with people I enjoy talking to. So thank you both for being here today. Linda, if you wouldn't mind, tell people about what the synopsis of Blythe Spirit is.
Okay, Blythe Spirit is written by Noel Coward, and it is a lovely story. If you enjoy the CBS program Ghosts, you will love Blythe Spirit, because I honestly think Ghosts is based on Blythe Spirit.
You're not alone on that. My mother loves that show. She doesn't get into new shows. She loves that show. And she's referenced not only Blythe Spirit, but something else. I can't remember what it was. That's interesting.
Oh, exactly. Well, yeah. That's the first thing I thought. Yeah. I actually saw that show before I ever read this play. Oh. And then I'm like, now we know where they got that. Yeah. The synopsis of Blythe Spirit is this. It is set at the house of writer Charles Condamine and his wife Ruth, who is our friend Laura here, is playing. One evening, Charles invites a local eccentric medium, Madame Arcati, played by Susan Edgren, to hold a seance at his house. He asks along his friends, Dr. and Mrs. Bradman, with the intent of finding character inspiration from Madame Arcati for his latest book. Despite initially thinking the seance had been a failure, it soon becomes clear that Madame Arcati has unwittingly brought back Charles' first wife, Elvira, to haunt him. Once in his house, Elvira is unable to leave, and she cannot be seen or heard by Ruth. She causes all kinds of mischievous trouble between the married couple. When Elvira unwittingly causes Ruth's death in her attempts to bring Charles over to be with her, Charles becomes haunted by both of his now deceased wives. Frustrated by their odd situation, the threesome call on Madame Arcati once more to send both of the ladies back to the other side. It is character-driven, it's extremely funny, and it uses farce to great effect.
It's one of those plays. There's a reason why other scripts have kind of been influenced by this, and even if a ghost wasn't, you can see a connection there.
Definitely.
It's been reminding me a lot of Death Becomes Her.
Another
movie that I absolutely love.
I cannot get enough of that movie.
No,
I was a little kid, I've loved that movie.
I mean, with a cast like that, how could you not?
Just one of the better comedy casts ever. Which we can say the similar thing about Blythe Spirit. You guys have an amazing cast.
We really do.
Really solid cast here. I want to get into that a little bit. But before, let's meet one of the cast members, Laura Berg, with us. And as Linda mentioned, you're playing Ruth.
Yep.
Laura, tell us a little bit about Ruth.
Ruth is posh, which is probably the most unrelatable thing about her, if we're being honest. Everything else about her is just, she's concerned about her husband because she cares about him. She's a normal, loving wife of, it's a second marriage, so they admittedly are comfortable, perhaps a little complacent, but generally, she just is a very reasonable person. I just She makes sense.
Yeah. Have you been enjoying playing her? Have you been enjoying finding some connections between the two of you?
Yes, because in addition to being very reasonable, she's funny. she's surprisingly funny. The play itself is so word heavy that you have to find the humor in the lines, but they're so funny.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to a show like this, especially the way Noel writes, it's kind of peppering the net with comedy. It just mm-hmm. joke after joke
yes,
after
yes.
joke. It's one of the reasons why a show like this, I encourage people to take in more than once. There are going to be things where you're laughing and there might be something else going on and you don't catch it because you're laughing over it.
Yes.
So, I mean, you're going to want to watch this one multiple times if you can. We'll tell you how to do that before we wrap up today. Laura, you're not new to the theater, but you're newer to the theater, and not new to the audience that we have here at WFHR, but newish. Tell us a little bit, if you don't mind, about yourself.
Well, I've only been in the area for a little over 2 years, I think. I've done one other show with WRCT. A couple of years ago, I did Death Trap. I was Helga Tendorp, another good solid
role. Did a great job with that.
Loved it. Thank you. Before that, I lived in Toma. I think I did one show. We did Buying the Moose. I did it with Melissa,
mm-hmm.
Who is part of the station. And yeah. I also know you fairly well, but that's...
Yeah, yeah. Journalistically, we should mention that. Laura does know Melissa and I quite well. But I bring this up, Linda, about Laura and her background, and to put her on the spot, because, Laura, you are a mom of four.
I suppose off the stage, yeah. I'm a single mom of four. I'm a full-time college student, and I spend my free time right now at the theater.
So as long as I've been a part of things at WRCT, in talking with you, Linda, and many other members over there, one of the longest themes we have there is wanting to get people like Laura on the stage and involved in community theater.
Exactly.
And I just use this as an example, and I apologize, Laura, not to put you on the spot, but I want to use it as an example. If she can do this, anybody can do this. Yeah, we encourage you to get out there and do this, everybody. Be a part of this. Be a part of the theater. It's not always... Laura is incredibly talented as an actor and has a lot of creative skills and everything. But all that being said, even with or without that, with the schedule that you got, it isn't always easy to do these things. So I encourage you to try out, be a part of community theater. Even if you don't feel comfortable being on stage, we're always looking for people behind the stage
exactly.
or ushers, volunteers.
Oh, man, are we.
Businesses out there, you can be a part of things at the theater as well by sponsoring different events there. So, again, we'll tell you more about that before we wrap up. When it comes to the rest of the cast, let's touch on that a little bit, Linda. You've got a great cast here. One of the things that a Linda Garsky play is famous for in my book is bringing in great talent that we have seen many times over the years on that stage, along with new faces and new voices. Were you able to pull that off this time?
To a certain extent, we have some people like Laura who are relatively new to WRCT, and then we have some of our old veterans, too. Would you like me to go through the whole cast?
Yeah.
Okay. Charles Condomain will be played by David Farnborough.
Hey.
As we have mentioned, Ruth will be played by Laura Berg.
Hey.
They are so cute together.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
really make an adorable couple.
I can picture it. Yes. Yeah.
Madame Arcati is the middle-aged spiritualist, is played by Susan Edgren, and you're not going to want to miss her in this one. She hit the ground running on this, and she's just hysterical. It is such a joy.
Susan's not only one of my favorite directors, she's one of my favorite character actors, where she gets
yes.
a role like this and really makes it her own.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
speaking of characters, Elvira is played by Corey Gavinsky.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who is laugh out loud funny
yeah.
as wife number one. She's a great physical comedian, and her movements on stage, everything is just going to bring a smile to your face every time she sets foot out there.
Being out there with Corey I know what kind of an actor she is. And you're so right about the physical part of things. Really
yes.
Fearless on that stage. It's appreciated. She's going to be funny.
Exactly. Then we have Dr. Bradman, who is played by WRCT veteran John Young.
Yeah.
And playing his wife is Don Jeminski as Mrs. Bradman. And these two are adorable, too. Mm-hmm. They make such a cute couple. They remind me so much of my husband's grandparents. Because she's this sweet, doting wife with a voice like this. And he's this big, booming, kind of know-it-all who really tries to bait Madame Arcati anytime he gets a chance. And it's fun to watch. Rounding out the cast, we have Brittany Piddington playing Edith the Maid. It's not a huge part, but it's integral to the whole storyline. And she's got this quirky little thing going with her character that just will give you giggles. It's adorable.
Looking forward to that.
I use adorable a lot when it comes to these characters because they all are.
Well, it's one of those shows.
Yes.
It's one of those shows where the cast are really, and the way Noel writes, he writes people human. You know,
yes.
He doesn't try to write perfect people. These are people who are just like anybody else in your life. They're going to have positives and things that are a little bit maybe negative, and to just round them out as a person.
Yes, exactly.
When it came to doing this show, Linda, what was something about it that made you read that script and like, this is something I want to do. This is something I feel like I can do and I can put not only my own spin on, but have fun with as well.
Well, I like anything to do with ghosts or anything like that. And knowing that we'd probably be doing it in the fall, I thought, aha, here we go. This is something that's just right for the Halloween season. I should note that it's not a horror show. It is not meant to be a Halloween show. It just fits the season very well because there's a spiritual aspect to all of the characters. And when you put everyday normal people in situations like, you know, I've said many times at rehearsals, remember, it's not too often that a ghost sets foot in your house that we know of.
Well, certainly not the ghost of your first wife either.
That's
what makes it a comedy. That's what keeps it from being horror.
Linda, I find it kind of cool that it's happening, that it's the first show of the season, and we are so close to Halloween and this time of year. Certainly the next show is a Christmas show, as it traditionally is a holiday show for the second show of the season. For those that don't, Linda is also on the board at WRCT. I wonder if going forward the play selection committee thinks about this again, you know, and maybe it's not a Halloween show or a horror show, but something similar that's a little suspense or a little supernatural. Like, it's a fun coincidence, and I'm glad you brought attention to that. I think that's a really nice fit.
It is actually something that we have discussed as a board and play selection committee. Yeah. It is like, you know, we have done Halloween events in the past, and we thought, why don't we kill two birds with one stone and put something that fits that genre in that particular time period? And I would like to hope that we continue to do so.
Mm-hmm. Our audience loves to know how the sausage is made. They like to see behind the curtains and everything. No pun intended with the play we're talking about here. How has the rehearsal process gone? How often do you guys rehearse, and how have you been enjoying the process?
We have been rehearsing Monday through Thursday. Since the middle of August, we start, and we put in good time to bring out quality productions. Mm-hmm. And we've had a couple of, last weekend we ran a couple of extra days, but we try to keep it within a frame so that people still have their lives outside of it. This is a particularly ambitious show, so we have had some people working backstage that have done a wondrous job with it. Mm-hmm. We had Pete Roguski, who is our head stage builder. If you've seen any of the pictures on Facebook, you'll realize that the sets that we do now are absolutely fantastic.
So beautiful. Like, truly, it could be my living room.
Exactly.
And I would be
happy. I have said I could live in this house, and I would be perfectly happy outside of the whole ghost thing. And we also have the Rinkers. Jim and Judy Rinker have been working backstage, bringing in props, and they're just wonderful. There's so many moving parts to this show with dishes and glasses and other things that I won't mention because they're a surprise. But and I have to include Justin Harrison too. He is kind of our special effects guy, and this show will have special effects, so you can watch for them on occasion. They don't take away from the storyline, but they really do add some fun to the whole thing.
Right on. when it comes to all of these moving pieces and everybody being able to work together, it all starts with you. It starts with casting these people, not just the parts, but the people behind the scenes. With that part of it, Linda, how hard was it making these decisions after the after the auditions? Do you have a good amount of turnout? A good amount of people?
I had a good turnout, and I really didn't have a hard time at all. I don't waste time when I audition. I usually get an idea what I'm looking for, and these guys were easy to put in these parts. They all fit them so wonderfully, and I went home perfectly satisfied that I had a good cast to go into the show with.
Yeah, you were confident enough to announce the cast right there after the second audition night. Yes.
I did.
Do that very often. Yeah, yeah. I've had to wait many a Linda show. I've had to wait. So I hear that's pretty cool. But it also it speaks to, I think, if I'm a listener right now and I'm thinking about taking in this show, the confidence I have, and I'm going to have a good time. Because if you felt that good going into it, it certainly leads the audience to feel that way about it going into it. Speaking of the play itself, is there a particular part of it that really stood out to you that is I have a hard time saying your favorite part, but one of your favorite parts about your character or about the show in general, Laura?
My favorite thing that I get to do right now, and it's mostly because we're working the kinks out and I find it the most fascinating, is my AD wardrobe change. I don't know how else to word it. When they say that Elvira ends up accidentally killing Ruth, that I'm referring AD to my after-death wardrobe change. And it's a lot, but it's going so well, and it looks so cool. I think that's right now my favorite part.
The chemistry that's needed for the behind the scenes is just as vital as the chemistry on stage. And it's something that we don't get to talk about very often with shows, but a show like this, certain things that you're dealing, your character's going through, Laura, it reminded me actually of Corpse, Linda, our first show together, where I had the costume change, the quick costume changes and everything. And actually, I think Corey was one of the people helping change me back then,
funny.
Too. That's hilarious. I didn't even realize that until now.
Shout out to Corey.
Yeah. When it comes to being able to balance that, like getting the timing backstage to go along with the timing on stage. Have you guys found that came naturally? Has it been something that you had to tinker with a little bit through the rehearsal process?
A little tinkering, but for the most part, yeah, it came pretty naturally, didn't it?
I think so, yes.
Linda, a similar question for you that I was asking Laura. Is there something about the play that really stood out to you, that one of your favorite parts about the show that you're looking forward to seeing live?
I it's hard to pick out a particular part. I do love the part when Elvira and Ruth are bantering back and forth. They start out being, you know, kind of claws out a little bit, and at a certain point it changes. It's kind of two against one with them and Charles, and it's like, I see what you did there, Noel.
Yeah, I was actually going to say the last scene, and I was thinking about Edith in the last scene, and that's probably my favorite part of the show too, and I don't even get to watch it. I just know what's happening because she's laughing so loud out there.
Our Brittany is this tiny little lady with the most expressive eyes you'd ever see, and she gets an opportunity to show those things off to no end. I mean, sometimes all she has to do, some of my best acting is done without a word, and she turns and looks out a couple of times, and these guys hear me because I don't exactly have a quiet laugh.
That laugh has been a part of WRCT for a long time, Linda. When was your first show?
The first show that I actually worked on would have been in 1989, and oh my gosh, the first show that I was actually in, I should say, was The Man Who Came to Dinner.
Oh, interesting.
I don't think I knew that. Yeah, that was the very first one that I did. I think it was in 1989. It was in 89. Greg Krasminski and I played opposite each other. And I remember getting that part and taking a look at it. And it was actually the female lead. And it was the first show I've ever done. And I looked at that thinking, what did I just do? But I had an absolute ball. And I remember my first opening night thinking, nothing's ever going to be this good ever again. It was just so thrilling.
Did you have a lot of theater experience before that?
Not in the least bit. I did not act at all. I've always been somewhat of a nut. And anybody that knows me probably understands that. But it just looked like something. I had a friend years back that had said she was going to go down for a play. And I thought, that sounds like it'd be fun to do someday. Well, someday came around when my son was just a little bit older. And I went down and I had one friend say, you know, you're going to get tired of that after a while. And I never really have. I've had a good time. You know, you're supposed to give up your childish toys when you're a kid. And the theater says, nah, you can play all you want.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Brings out the kid in you.
Exactly.
Well, and you can't get tired of it. There's so much variety.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I bring that up in part because to kind of coincide with Laura's story earlier, because we're talking about encouraging people to come to these shows. And the other part of this is certainly encouraging people to audition for shows and be a part of things at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. I've been on this air many times and mentioned you're my favorite director. You're the director I love to work with the most and that I learn with and grow every time I work with you. And neither you don't have a theater background. I've worked with professional directors that don't bring half of the talent or commitment or drive that you do to a show. So just when it comes to this, you not only get a great show, but you get a professional feel. You get a professional performance from this. While the actors and the directors and the people that you see out there may not be SAG or direct members or anything like that, it is bona fide. You get a good performance, and you're going to get that with this show in particular. So when we're encouraging you to be a part of these things, you may be like Laura, and you have a little bit of experience, and this is one of your first outcomes, and then you may end up like Linda, where for 30 years you are coming back every week with the show, and your car just knows, like, it just takes you to the theater. You don't even have to drive anymore. It just kind of, like, pulls you there.
To be fair, that review of Linda, as if I didn't already love her anyway, is part of why I was so excited to work with her. Part of why I auditioned for the show was because of the director. And that is one thing I can say about the whole cast is from start to finish, we have had your back more than anybody else's. Mm. And I think, well, one, Linda knows that, but two, she deserves that. Mm.
Thank you, honey.
Appreciate you sharing that, in part, especially because that's the spirit of all this. That's what this is all about. This is how we have such a good time and why every show you see at WRCT is fun and entertaining and makes you want to come back and check it out again. Mm-hmm. You can get your tickets at wrctheater.org for Bly Spirit. The first show will be kicking up October 6th, 7th, and then the 12th and 13th, and the 14th. All the shows are at 7. Now, on the 14th, they will have a 2 o'clock matinee. So keep that in mind, everybody, if you like an afternoon show. That is the one that you want to take in. When it comes to this show being this Friday, time is a flat circle. It doesn't matter anymore. This Friday, how are you guys feeling about the show? How are you feeling about the coming up this Friday?
I feel like by Friday, I will feel 100% good about the show.
I agree. We have great people. It's very ambitious. The parts that Laura and David have are huge roles. And they have a lot to learn, and they're doing it wonderfully, and I couldn't be happier.
Well, and there are so many literal moving parts to the
exactly.
set.
Exactly. It's literally.
Literal moving parts. And so there's just a lot of details that need to get smoothed out a little bit this week. Mm-hmm.
I think the word ambitious is such a great word for this play, and really a lot of Noel's work. And it really is an impressive script to be able to take on and direct, let alone act in. And I really admire that quite a bit. You guys are going to give a great performance and have a great run, and we're really looking forward to it. We want to encourage people to go to wrctheater.org and get your tickets, wrctheater.org. As we're wrapping up, you two, I'd like to have you send a call out to anybody out there listening. If you were to have somebody in front of you to encourage somebody that has never been a part of theater, but you want them to be a part of things at WRCT, what's something you'd say to them? How would you go about that, Laura?
If you've ever even kind of been curious, just come and help with tech. Get your feet on the stage, even if you're just moving stuff while the lights are out, and figure out if you dig that kind of energy. You'll get to see what it's like to see an actor in front of a crowd. You'll get to feel what that's like. And if you dig it, try out for the next show. Like, it's the easiest way to dip your toe in without feeling concerned about embarrassing yourself.
Well said. Very well said.
Exactly. We're not a clique. We are a group of people who enjoy doing theater, and nothing pleases me personally more than when somebody new comes in mm-hmm. and you watch their eyes light up the first time they get a laugh or get a reaction out of an audience. And that not only is good for them, it's good for the veterans that have been down there for a while mm-hmm. to get that feeling of excitement about, wow, this is really makes a difference in people's lives.
Fantastic. Thank you both so much for the time. Appreciate it. And thank you so much for putting on this show. We're looking forward to it. Break a leg. Have a great run. Encourage everybody to take in this show. Get your tickets at wrctheater.org. That's wrctheater.org. You can also get tickets right at the booth the day of the show. Just go ahead and stop on by and get your tickets and take in this great show. Blythe Spirit premiering this Friday at WRCT Theater. Thank you both again for the time.
Thank you, James.
We'll thank you.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with more Midday Magazine right here on WFHR. We are Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. Focus Food Pantry in Wisconsin Rapids is asking for donations of unwanted paper bags. They're in desperate need of brown paper bags at the facility. They're located at 2321 West Grand Avenue. This week, they're open Tuesday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4. Any bags you can donate would be greatly appreciated. The City of Wisconsin Rapids invites everyone to the leash-cutting ceremony for the new dog park. It's located on Saratoga Street between 24th Street North and 25th Street North. The ceremony is Wednesday, October 11th, from 4:30 to 5:30 at the park. The mayor will unveil the new name of the dog park at the event. More than 290 names were submitted to the city. The list was narrowed down to three names people could vote on. The new name will be revealed on October 11th. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 65. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 75. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 49. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 84.
Tri-City Services Heating and AC wants to warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need, someone who needs a helping hand and is trying to work their way back to the top. Do you know of anyone like that? Maybe it's you. Apply yourself or nominate online at calltricity.com before October 16th. The committee will select someone to have a furnace installed at no charge. That's right, no charge. Please help us warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area. Apply or nominate online at calltricity.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this October 3rd, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. And we are welcoming into the studio some of our favorite people from the Southwood County YMCA. We have Tracy Verwink, Senior Director of Child Care. Good to see you, Tracy.
Hello, how are you?
Thanks for being here.
Thanks.
And we have Stephanie Lund with us, Special Events Coordinator. Steph, good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Thanks so much for being here, you two. I want to say right away, out the gate, we appreciate our Y. I have no journalistic integrity with you guys. I love the Y. I know many of me and my friends go to the Y plenty often, so love talking about the Y. Thank you both so much for what you put into our community. I want to start off with Kids in the Kitchen, if you don't mind. We got a lot of October events to get to, everybody, and we're going to talk a little Halloween at the Y and that, but I'm sorry. I love the kids. I love the idea of the kids in the kitchen. Let's get right into this event.
Okay, well, Kids in the Kitchen is kind of a newer program. We have Tiana, who is our dietitian. She loves to work with kiddos and just showing them different ways to eat healthy. Mm-hmm. And so it's a once-a-month program. Our next one is on October 14th. The food that they're going to be prepping is eggplant pizza. So the kiddos get to come into the kitchen. They get to use the utensils. And Tiana does a great job of teaching them about the food that they're eating and why it's healthy, but you can eat yummy food in a healthy way. So they have a lot of fun with that.
As a society, we've gotten, it's nothing anymore to see somebody grab an item at the grocery store and look at the back and look at the label. We care more and more than ever about what's in our food. But that doesn't start there. It starts in the kitchen oftentimes. And teaching kids to pay attention to their ingredients has no downside to it. That's great right there. But I see this event, and one of the first things I think of is, for me, as a kid growing up in an Italian house especially, food is everything. It's huge. And being in the kitchen helping my Nana cook is how I learned not only how to cook, but I really learned so many like life skills and people skills and everything as far as interacting with others. And just the joy of making something and having people enjoy it. Later on in life, I worked construction with my dad, and I got a little bit of that with that. But it's not the same as when you make food for people, and they eat it in front of you, they enjoy it in front of you. As a little kid, seeing that, it had a big influence on me, and I really like. I have a love affair with food and cooking for people to this day. I can't imagine. Let's say five kids take the class. Three out of five end up having that passion, that love. I mean, that's a win right there. And certainly the knowledge that they get from an event like this is great. But I don't want to get past the real important part, the fun. This is a fun event for kids. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. No, they love to get their hands into the food and do that. Like last month, they made, what was it, sweet potato nachos, I think. So they got to cut up the sweet potatoes and put cheese and all of that. So we're just going to continue the theme, and they love it. It's a blast.
And one of the main things that I like for kids is any opportunity for them to use that imagination, for them to use their creativity. And I don't think we think about it very often with food, but you got to be creative when it comes to food. And especially with the meals that you guys are doing over there. You're not just doing hamburgers and, you know, and chips or something like that. You got different kind, attempts here at these. That's a fun idea to do with that too. That's a lot of fun. When are the dates of this event again?
So for this month, it's October 14th. It's a Saturday from 10:15 to 11:15. It's for kids that are ages 3 to 12. If you're 7 and under, a parent does have to be there to help of that.
Mm-hmm. If people want to know more about it or if they would like to register, how can they do that?
They can either register on our website, swcymca.org, or they can call the YMCA or stop in.
If there's a parent out there listening and they're kind of on the edge of this and they're like, oh, I want my kid to do it, maybe not or whatever, what can we tell them to encourage them to give this a shot?
Well, tell them their kids get to eat healthy food, but delicious food as well, and give them recipes that they can try at home as well. So they'll have a fun time together.
Oh, that does it. I think that did it right there. That's pretty good. Let's go ahead and move on. We have a great cycling condition and connect workout that we wanted to tell people about.
I'll go for it.
All right, thanks,
Cycle
Stephanie.
Condition Connect is a monthly program, so they meet on Mondays from 6 to 7:30. Our next one is October 16th, and it's a 45 minutes exercise, so they get to get all sweaty in the class, a lot of loud music and party mm-hmm. lights, so they have a blast doing that on the spin bikes, and they also incorporate weights, so for basically a total body workout. Mm-hmm. And then after the workout is done, they'll go into our kitchen and eat some healthy snacks and drink some mocktails and have conversations with each other. So it's a good day to get a good workout in and then socialize.
And so many people are looking for that tag team of an event. To be able to get a good workout in and to be able to talk to people or catch up or even meet new people. It's a nice event for that. The other thing, too, is I know so much of the Y's availability is so important. And being able to have these things where people's schedule, everybody's got different schedules, and being able to be in on these. And are there multiple hours or times that you can take in this class?
So right now, it's just once a month. Okay. We're just starting out and seeing how popular the class is. So October 16th on Monday is the next one. And we take up to 12 people just so that we can make sure that everybody kind of spaces out, has fun, and then the conversations will be great. So we're testing it out. And if it becomes a very popular thing, then we can definitely look into maybe adding some more of these classes.
So that is why we want to want a bunch of people to attend this and get a good turnout for it so we can have more of these. Another thing that I think about when I talk to people and when it comes to the why, most of the people I know are already going there, but there's like, you know, at least the one or two people I can think of off the top of my head that aren't. And one of my friends, the reason she doesn't is she's, well, I want to get a full workout in, but I don't have the time. And I don't think she knows about this mm-hmm. because this is pretty much exactly what she's looking for. And I think a lot of people are. They want to put a good workout in, but they've only got so much time. And most of us have the intention of wanting to take care of our temple, our bodies. But we end up getting done with work and we look at the clock and we've got a couple hours before we got to crash and do it all over again. So we don't always think we have the time. Something like this, it's not a huge time commitment.
Absolutely. Well, and I think too, because it's just monthly, so you can plan ahead of time.
Yeah,
let's
go
ahead and give this a try. And you know what? We really enjoy this. So let's maybe start doing some more.
Yeah, it's a great event. And again, if you want to register, you can go to swcymca.org. We have Sober October coming up. Rethink your drink. Find your ways to unwind and relax. Really smart idea with this one right here. Who wants to take the initiative? I'm just going to go to you, Stephanie, for the show.
Sounds good. Yeah, Sober October. obviously, there's a lot of people that do revert to drinking just to kind of relax from their day. Life can be very stressful. mm-hmm. And so we're trying to give creative ways for people to maybe think outside the box instead of reaching for that drink. Let's come to the Y and do some different activities. So once a week we have different classes to take, or our next one is October 13th. We have a sculpt flow class, so they get to do a little exercise with a bunch of different people and then converse afterwards. October 20th is our spa nights, so they're going to work on make and take body scrubs. And then we have Halloween at the Y. So each week we have just kind of a different activity for people to get out of the house, come socialize, and unwind together.
And this isn't, something like this isn't intended to try to talk down drinking or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I like a rum and coke with my mm-hmm. dinner and that. I'm never going to talk bad about that. But I do think that it's noteworthy in this state and how drinking is and how prevalent it is. I don't need to explain to Wisconsinites about that. So when it comes to having alternatives, I think that that's important. It doesn't take anything away from drinking or enjoying that or what have you. But I think it's good for people to know that there are other options. And not just knowing, but having other options, mm-hmm. having something available like this. There's going to be plenty of people that are going to want to take advantage of something like that. That's a fun idea. Where did this idea come from? Do you happen to know, Stephanie, or something? Because I think this is a fun idea. This is a really, whoever came up with it, nice work. Because giving our community more options like this can have a negative side. I see no downside to something like that. I don't believe that alcohol sales are going to be affected. So I feel like everybody's going to be okay. And again, the fun of the Halloween party. Like anytime we can have these kind of things, it all connected. Fun. It's mm-hmm. a good idea.
And any of these classes that they're having are from 6 to 7:30, so the Adventure Center is open. So members can drop their children off. They don't have to worry about what am I going to do with my kids if I want to go do this for a little while. They can drop their kids off in the Adventure Center. They'll be taken care of. They'll be played with. And then the parents can enjoy themselves for that hour to hour and a half, go back, pick them up, take them home, and put them to bed.
Tracy, the Adventure Center you mentioned there, is that something that's available with a lot of the things we talk about with the Y?
Yeah. We are open from 8 to 1 Monday through Friday. And 3:30 to 7:30 Monday through Thursday, and then Saturdays from 8 to 12.
My daughter's 26. Will you take it? No, I'm joking.
No, but if she'd like a job, we can hire her.
Yeah, okay, I'll make sure. I ask because this is another one of the great things that the Y does. It's one thing that the Y does and offers so many things for our community. What I appreciate even more than that is the attention to detail. That it's not just a one-size-fits-all community kind of thing. You guys listen to your community and look for a thing, okay, well, this is a need here. Maybe it's not a need over there. Right. And so you attend that. You do what you need to make these things work. And I appreciate so much that you, the Y does everything. It makes it impossible not to be a member of the Y. Like, you really have no excuse not to be a member of things there, which is great. It's good for our community and great for the Y. Let's go ahead, and I've been waiting for this. Let's talk Halloween. Let's talk a little bit about Halloween at the Y. Been dying to talk about this. I should, again, journalistically mention this is my favorite holiday. I love anything and everything about Halloween, especially when it involves something that is a safe area for kids, which we can never have enough of nowadays.
Right.
When we were all growing up, our parents put our costumes on and sent us out there. You know, my dad would ask me to get him some candy. And I was doing this in the projects in the south side of Chicago. I was doing that. I imagine you guys a little bit more in this area or something. But wherever you were as a kid, it's different now. And it's important not only as adults to embrace that, but it's important because the more we embrace it, the more the kids will. And their attitudes, their fun towards these events really stem from us. It's not to say that if we're in a grumpy mood, they're all going to be grumpy, but it certainly don't help things. And knowing that your kid is in a safe environment and enjoying themselves is one of the reliefs that the Y can give you with these events and why we encourage people to take in these events so much. When it comes to this family fun night, let's tell people about it. It's coming up Friday, October 27th.
It is one of our biggest events of the year. It's from 5:30 to 8:00. We have a haunted house. We have games that they can play to win prizes. We have face painting. We have a costume contest. We're doing arts and crafts. We have the photo booth. And it's free to everyone with a donation of a non-perishable food item.
Which is always appreciated.
Yes, and that gets donated to SWEPS.
Yeah, we appreciate whenever we can see our nonprofits working together. We are stronger when we work together as a community. A big shout out to you guys for doing that. Appreciate those initiatives that you take. The haunted house. We're talking kind of PG, PG-13, little tame.
It's pretty tame.
Yeah.
We set everything up in the part of the building that's in the Boys and Girls Club, so in their game room. So if anyone's been in the Y, they know how huge that room is.
Mm-hmm.
And they do like a walkthrough thing. Of course, they're going to get a little scared because, you know, it's a haunted house.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be knock your socks off, child screaming scare.
Right,
it's just
going
to be, you know, fun.
Yeah.
And then they can just go down the hall. There will be dancing. We'll have music. The Gaga Ball Pit will be set up. There's just a ton of things to do, and you can be there the whole entire time and not get bored.
Yeah. Is the ball pit, does that have an age limit?
No.
Not asking for myself, I swear.
No, you can come and play if you would like to. It's okay.
The face painting is always one of the favorite parts of these things,
oh, yes.
Too. We always like to send a big thank you to the people that do the face painting. Always appreciate those people volunteering or being able to use their time for this. And photo booth is a fantastic idea.
And they get to take the photo home with them.
That's such a cool idea. I love that. It's one of those things that it's a little added bonus. It may not seem like the main reason to bring people down, but what a nice memory there. I think that's a really cool idea. That's fun. When it comes to the non-perishable food item, I have had listeners ask me before to be specific about what that is. I feel like it explains itself a little bit,
so,
but just in case.
Not fresh produce, not milk. Preferably not dairy products or meat. Anything in a can or a box,
thank
basically,
you,
that
thank
is,
you.
You know.
Appreciate that.
That would be...
How many pounds last year?
Last year we donated, I believe it was close to 900 pounds of food.
Really?
Yeah. We had over 1,000 attendants last year.
Wow. I hadn't heard that. That's... Boy, that's I'm speechless a little bit right there, which is not good when you have to talk for a living. It's not good. That's so that it warms the heart, though. That is so good to hear. This event is...
It's good to see the community come and participate and be willing to bring that. A lot of families bring extra, more than, you know, they have five people, they'll bring 10 things just because, you know, they know that it's going to SWEPS and they know that it's going to people who really... do need it.
We mention it every chance we get. This community is like no other when it comes to these things, when it comes to giving and being a part of stuff. When the United Way does their Day of Caring, and we talk about the numbers from that event, events like this and other events that SWEPS are a part of, this community just steps up every time and it never gets old to me. It's something that's very impressive. With the Y and the event here with the Halloween at the Y, for you two, I'm curious, do you have a favorite part of this event? Do you have something that you look forward to when it comes to the event and seeing the kids or the families come down and that?
Halloween's my favorite holiday, so...
I had a feeling, Tracy. I had a feeling. All right, my people.
Involved,
all right.
And having the staff all dress up and just be involved with the kids and, you know, the kids walking around trying to figure out who you are. And then they're like, oh, I know who that is. You know, and then they talk about it for weeks afterwards. And then at daycare, we do a parade on Halloween Day, so they get to wear their costumes. So then, you know, we talk about that, and it turns into a really good event.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, Halloween, it's not my favorite holiday, but it is fun to see the kids totally get dressed up. For me, these events are great because there's a lot of laughter involved, and especially when they're in the gym playing games or dancing. We have a DJ coming, so they get to kind of dance around in the costume contest. I just love seeing smiles on people's faces. Mm-hmm. And I also love seeing families coming together. Like, mm-hmm. they're not just kids by themselves or parents yeah. by themselves. The families are walking around the building, mm-hmm. playing games together, so they have a chance to create memories together. So that's my favorite part.
When the kids are coming into the event too, and I know that they're kids and they're a squirrel, you know, they get distracted pretty easily and all that. But at the same time, they're also sponges. Mm-hmm. And they're seeing you as a family, as a parent, bringing that non-perishable food item and dropping it mm-hmm. off and seeing how important it is. You put it in the car, you bring it down. They see this whole process and they grow up to be individuals that do similar things as Absolutely. They get older. This event has layers to it when it comes to this stuff, like very many things at the Y. There is the fun aspect, which is first and foremost, and we want a safe, fun time for all these kids and families. But there are these added kind of things that go on. And I'm curious, and a question for both of you here with this, especially I got the special events coordinator here and stuff. Stephanie, is that something that's important to you when it comes to these events? You could put on a whole Halloween at the Y without this. Why is it important to you to incorporate the free donation or the free donation for SWEPs?
Well, I think exactly what you just said. Mm-hmm. It's really great for kids to see, besides just having fun, just life lessons and how can we give back to the community? How can mm-hmm. we make a difference in people's lives? So that's always great when we do events that specifically like the food donations. When I heard there was 900 pounds, I was like, oh my goodness, yeah. that is a lot of food. Mm-hmm. And so letting the community know too, and for the kids to see, yeah, we're making a difference. There's kids and families that are going to be eating now because of what we did. So.
I talk about this like I know what I'm talking about in some ways, but I actually have a child care specialist here with me. So, Tracy, do you see the same thing when it comes
yes.
to the youth?
Absolutely. The kids see that they're helping other kids, and I think it makes a difference even in school. If you're doing this after school and you're helping other families, maybe when you're at school you'll be a little nicer to that kid that may not be as popular as some of your friends are, and just reach out and say, hey, do you want to come play with us, or something, hoping it teaches them some lessons.
Yeah. I know as parents, we worry about our kids and empathy and creating more of that in society, and events like this really do that. They go a Absolutely. Long way. And I was that kid in school, Tracy. And I mean, there were kids that were mean to me, but there were some kids that weren't too. And it's important to be able to create more of those open-minded kids and more Absolutely. Of those opportunities for kids. And again, fun event. I didn't want to skate past the costume contest either. That's a fun part of this too. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we break it up into age groups so that it's not the biggest kid against the littlest kid. We have we haven't really decided the age groups this year, but usually we have four of them. Little to around 3, maybe 4 to 6, 7 to 9, 9 and up, something like that. And then sometimes, if we find that they are there, we'll have some sort of recognition when a father or daughter come in, or they dress as a family as one thing. Mm. Like we had Beauty and the Beast last year.
Cool.
Just come as a group and. Yeah. Make fun of it,
Yeah.
Make a theme and come as a family.
I love it.
It makes a big difference.
It's a great idea. It's a really good idea. Looking forward to this again. Halloween at the Y taking place Friday, October 27th, 5:30 to 8. Wanted to wrap up talking a little bit about empowering active agers, the Forever Wellness Day program coming up. While the Y, one of the things we love to mention about the Y is it doesn't matter man, woman, old, young, rich, poor, cat, dog, doesn't matter. You are welcome at the Y, and we're really giving you an example. giving you an, all right, no cat dogs, no animals, but everybody.
Service dogs are okay.
Service dogs are okay, but outside, so human beings, that's the cutoff line. That's where we are. But when it comes to things at the Y, you guys do such an amazing job of really covering all ages, all ranges of types of people, and here's another example of it. A big part of our community can take advantage of something like this. Can we tell them a little bit about it, Stephanie?
Yeah, so our Forever Wellness Day is actually in the beginning of November, so it's Sunday, November 5th from 12 to 2:30. We're trying to create a wellness series, so mm-hmm. a couple months ago we did a Teen Wellness Day. This one is for active agers, so adults that are ages 55 and higher. It's just a chance to get together, learn different ways to be active while avoiding injury, especially with our, using our bones and mm-hmm. Becoming susceptible to fractures. teenagers. So it's just a lot of different activities. There's going to be some fitness classes. There are different healthy bone workshops, chair exercise, stretching. We have cooking demonstrations with Tiana, again, who is our dietitian. And then Sarah Wheeler, who's our, she will be doing community resources. So it's just about 2.5 hours for seniors to come on in, socialize with each other, be active together, and just learn some new things.
We've been fortunate to work with Tiana a little bit here at WFHR. She's worked with our Melissa Kay on the Kitchens Open segment a little bit. Shout out to her and our friends at the Y for sponsoring that. When it comes to a class like this, one of the things that I appreciate is this isn't going to... You're not going to do this and be, you know, completely beat afterwards. It's mm-hmm. not one of those exercises that's meant to wear you out or anything. It's mm-hmm. meant to help you be more flexible, give you a little more agility, give you maybe even a little more confidence in your step.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. Learning how to move differently in mm-hmm. safe ways.
When it comes to the time frame, it's not a big time commitment either. And I think that that part is going to be very helpful for people. Mm-hmm. So if people want to find out more, do they need to register for the event?
Well, there is registration. It's open right now. You can either do it online again, come into the Y, or even call over the phone.
Mm-hmm. We are wrapping up. We've got about a minute or so left. And with that being said, I have not even scratched the surface of all the things that are available at your Y. We encourage you to check things out, find out more about all the great events and different things going on at your Y. And always like to reach out to our sponsors out there, our local businesses out there, and certainly people that like to volunteer. If they want to reach out to you guys and be a part of some of these events or find out more about them themselves, how can they get a hold of you, Tracy?
Can either call myself or Stephanie. Or just call the front desk and ask for either one of us. We are looking for volunteers for Halloween at the Y. So if anybody's looking for hours for, you know, doing anything, they can get a couple hours and have a good time, mm-hmm. wear a costume, have fun.
Yeah. And you can find out more again by going to swcymca.org. That's swcymca.org. Be sure to follow the YMCA on social media as well. It's a great follow, great way to keep up on everything going on in your community. Both of you, thank you so much for everything you do around here, putting up with me for a little while. And looking forward to Halloween at the Y. It's going to be a real fun one.
All right. Thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Kevin McCarthy is defending himself for working with Democrats to keep the government open as members of the House debate whether to remove him as Speaker.
Our government's designed to have compromise, but look, we're in the majority. You don't surrender. Do you work with the other side? Yeah, and that's what I've done.
Oklahoma Republican Tom Cole says removing McCarthy would be self-destructive.
Think long and hard before you plunge us into chaos, because that's where we're headed if we vacate the speakership.
But Florida Republican Matt Gaetz triggered the process and is pushing hard to oust him.
I don't think voting against Kevin McCarthy is chaos. I think $33 trillion in debt is chaos.
Far-right Republicans wanted deeper spending cuts. And right now on Capitol Hill, the House has started to vote on whether to remove his title. California Democrat LaFonza Butler has been sworn into the Senate.
And that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office upon which you are about to enter, so help you God.
I will.
Congratulations.
Butler's only the third Black woman after Kamala Harris to serve in the Senate and the first openly gay member. She replaces the late Dianne Feinstein. Former President Trump just got hit with a limited gag order for disparaging a clerk in his civil fraud trial. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
We heard the former president making a case for himself and throwing out insults. The judge issued the order pertaining to his social media attacks on the court staff by anyone involved in the trial. The order followed several closed-door meetings, which occurred after Trump posted on social media posts disparaging the clerk assigned to the case.
The Justice Department's cracking down on fentanyl trafficking and just took sweeping action against China and Canada. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
crimes related to the production, distribution, and importation of fentanyl, other synthetic opioids, methamphetamines, and their precursor chemicals.
They're accused of selling those chemicals to dealers and cartels. Police in Jacksonville, Florida are under fire for beating a 24-year-old unarmed black man during a traffic stop.
The incident involving Lakeon Woods was caught on cell phone video and shared online. Family lawyer Harry Daniels.
They saw he was unarmed, but they continued to beat him over and over again. We'd be very clear, kneeing a person in the head is not this use of force, it's deadly force.
Police had stopped Woods for an alleged seatbelt violation. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
And you still got some time to buy your Powerball tickets. No one won last night, so the jackpot's up to $1.2 billion now. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my